the economy and national security have been sort of frustratingly separate in recent weeks, in my mind, in media coverage and public discussion. Obviously, there's been some talk of the international situation in terms of the economy, but not in terms of our national security and the world economy. And I think it would be a very high-level challenge for Panetta to task the intelligence community, or for Dennis Blair to task the intelligence community, to do a global look and try to make some intelligent predictions as to where crisis spots or trouble spots could arise and in what form as a result of the economic turmoil we're facing. There are economies, the old cliche about when we get a cold, other countries get pneumonia.
Yeah.
There are some fragile economies out there where a cutoff or delay or shut off of credit can really cause complete havoc, and which can then the ball sort of rolls downhill, and then you've got a national security crisis if you have, for example, the destabilization of a government that's otherwise friendly to the United States, the rise of radicalism, a humanitarian crisis, famine, that sort of thing. The rise of ungoverned territories, which has been a major problem in the last couple of decades, the outright collapse of government, the collapse of trade. So these are all national security issues, and to me, what's challenging about them for the intelligence community is they're so hard to predict.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously, I'm not looking at the idea of they make some predictions and then we punish them when they turn out to be wrong. It's understood going in that it's going to be very hard to foresee things, but we need to make some educated guesses at least, and to try to prepare. When you look at the things that are on the A-list of our national security crises, like India, Pakistan, Al-Qaeda, Iran, and whether or not it's got a nuclear program, North Korea, all of these things involve very scary scenarios. But they're scenarios that we already kind of understand. I mean, we're not sure when or where or whether, but we kind of know what we're looking at. I mean, with North Korea, it would be the development of a full-blown nuclear arsenal and a potential war with South Korea in the region. With Iran, I think perhaps the nightmare scenario would be some sort of nuclear threat aimed at Israel. India, Pakistan, obviously, would be war between those two states, possibly erupting over Kashmir. And Al-Qaeda, obviously, we're looking at protecting our homeland from further terrorist attacks. So we kind of know what we're up against there. We don't know what we're up against with the world economy. And so I think it's something the intelligence community could direct its attention to. Just today, the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, headed by Andy Krepinevich, has put out a release that Dr. Krepinevich has come out with a book called Seven Deadly Scenarios,
mm-hmm.
to look into things like nuclear terrorism, an intensifying war in the Mideast between Israel and the Palestinians. That sort of thing. One of his scenarios is a global economic breakdown. So there are people already thinking about this, but I have heard very little discussion of it at the U.S. government level. And, of course, the new administration just getting its feet on the ground with the intelligence community, but needs to get on top of this quickly, in my view.
What you've done is you've taken the traditional look at how our homeland security is relevant to our economic security.
Definitely.
And turned it into how our national security is relevant to the global economic security.
That's right.
And you've turned it on its ear.
There's no doubt. And when you look at how we study history, I think, as kind of a broad generalization, the Depression is sort of one semester, and World War II is kind of another semester. But of course, they're not unrelated events. The instability that we saw worldwide in the 30s, of course, I wasn't alive then, but you know what I'm saying, was definitely a feeder into the military crisis, the security crisis that erupted in the late 1930s. So we've experienced within the last century of global economic crisis morphing into global security crisis.